Is this cable enough?
It's perfect.
That's our podcast now.
It is. I've never done my own podcast.
It's your first episode of your own podcast.
Episode one of What's Next?
The podcast of Valtteri Bottas
and Paul Ripke.
What is this about?
The funny thing, it's not about what is next. It's about the past. so we're never going to talk about the future.
Potentially, because the future is what it's all about. But it's two bros hanging bromance-wise on a couch and talking about what happened in the last week. So summing up what happened, not Formula One related, because that's your main job. You are a Formula One driver.
Yeah, that is my main job, indeed. Yeah. And we don't really want to talk about work.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
Every single weekend, interviews after interviews after interviews.
Same questions. All over again, again, again.
So we don't do that here. We talk about our lives. What happens?
Yeah.
Where we're coming from.
Exactly. Because life is a beautiful thing.
How are you? How's your week been?
It's been great. If I look at the bigger picture of, let's say, the last year, it was way busier than I thought. I traveled much more than I thought I would, although I love traveling. I saw lots of new places. But last week has been pretty epic, you know, being in Australia, mostly at the Vineyard Retreat in McLaren Vale.
Tell me about that. Like, first of all, so you are now a winemaker or a vineyard owner? And why is it called vineyard and not wineyard?
Because there's not such a thing as wineyard.
Okay.
It's vineyard.
It's a vineyard.
Yeah.
It's a winery if you make wine there. It's a vineyard if there's only wine growing there. Is that correct?
Correct. So it's vineyard. We don't produce any wine. Okay. We grow Shiraz, Grenache, and Grenache Blanc. And so far, the property has been only selling the fruit outside. But the main thing about that place is the accommodation. We have 6 accommodation pots, 1 and 2 bedrooms. And on the website, the Vineyard Retreat McLaren Vale, you can book your stay.
Okay, so you are a hotelier now.
I don't know what I am, but it's been actually a long-term dream to have, you know, something like that. So it's pretty epic.
So that could be what's next. This is about retirement a little bit. Like, because down the road, how old are you?
I'm 36.
36. So you have another 14 years of driving?
No, not 14 years. I still have quite a few years left in the tank, no doubt. But I always also try to plan for the future, for what is next. And this is one step closer to that.
No, it's nice. And I've been here for the first time. We arrived 4 days ago.
Yeah.
The whole family, we are sort of, I feel like a hotel tester as well, because every day you ask me, what can we change? How is this? How is the internet? How is the stacking of the minibar? Is the selection of wines the right thing? Do you have and the sauna is not there yet, because like that's
not yet,
but it will be there for guests too.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yeah. So at the moment there's like a hot tub for the guests, so we're gonna add sauna and ice bath.
And you build all of that, right? So you've been pretty busy the last 2 weeks.
It's been busy. And you know, when you get to a new place, there's so many things to do. So I've been busy, but I have to take my hat off for Tiffany. She's been very busy. A little bit stressed, but understandable.
Yeah. And we came over here. I live in the United States of America, in Newport Beach, California. That would have been the second option, probably, to spend our Christmas, because you are one proud member of the peer club, which is probably the most important thing in your life, right?
It is. I like every Instagram post of them. And
right? Like every single post.
I think so. It always comes on top of my feed. Yeah. So, the internet knows I love peer club.
Yeah. But the peer club will have to live without us. Normally, that's every Wednesday. You swim around the pier. You wear budgie smugglers. Is it called budgie smugglers?
Yep.
Small German swimming pants, Australian swimming pants, Speedos is how we call them.
Yeah.
Is that the same in Finland?
Yeah.
Okay. But we're not there this time. You're going to come around this year, obviously.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
And but then we flew over, brought the whole family. And on top of that, because like one thing is the vineyard, but the second thing, but I want to talk a little bit, because I saw one post where you like on Instagram put the last, we met in La Turbie at one point, mm-hmm. And in Monaco, and you said like, well, this is my last sauna session at home because I'm going to be a lot on the streets, on the road. And I didn't realize how much of a road you were there. Can you still make it up your travels of the last?
Yeah, like I said, I've traveled a lot, especially the last part of the year. The season was pretty mental. Like,
tell me, we were in Monaco.
We were in Monaco. Then I traveled to Singapore for the Grand Prix to be the reserve driver. And from there, I went to an event in South Korea just for like 1 or 2 days.
How was that? How was South Korea?
Very nice. Yeah. I was surprised. Like, and you know, I actually didn't know how many people recognized me and they followed the sport and everything. So it was really cool. The people are nice. The food is amazing.
On the airport, there were people like cheering
you.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Bottas is a superstar.
Yeah. Turns out to be, which is crazy. But yeah, from then there, I went to Northern Australia to meet Tiffany's brother because it was kind of on the way, right?
Yeah. Ish.
And from Australia, I went to Austin, Grand Prix. Austin went to Mexico. Mexico went to Peru. Peru. I never been to Peru, so I wanted to go.
Okay.
Then went to Brazil.
Okay.
Then went to Vegas. There was something else maybe. But I mean, I think I did in that one trip, I did 2 laps. Of the world, pretty much.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. And yes, from Vegas, I went to Australia. And then I went back to Monaco.
Why?
Because it was like 1 week before the settlement of the vineyard. So I had to kind of be there, check some places and do some stuff, you know, opening bank accounts in Australia, some things you actually physically need to be there. So just a quick trip to Australia and then back to Europe.
You have a company now, right?
I have a company. Do you know what it's called?
I saw the credit card that you have a company credit card too.
Yeah.
Is that for real? Like the company is called the Golden Mullet Limited.
Correct. That is my company.
And what does the Golden Mullet Limited do?
The Golden Mullet company sells fruit of the vines and it takes care of the accommodation stuff. It takes care of the staff who works there and so on.
Does it have a car too, the company?
Not yet. It will be.
Okay.
That, you know, the Uber car share ad I did, it's now almost a couple of years ago, but I have that car. Yeah. It is mine and that will be under the company of Golden Mullet.
Can you Uber drive in that? Could you?
You could. I don't have the...
Oh, we have to sign you up.
Yeah, I know.
That would be pretty epic too.
Just a small side hustle, you know.
But you can only take one person in that car.
Yeah, that is true.
It's not a great...
Yeah.
Let's do that. That was pretty funny.
Oh, I forgot one thing of Vegas. I married a couple in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
So you now have the certificate.
And now I have the... Because that wasn't legit. I didn't have the certificate to be able to do that. So I did the fun part, let's say, and then they officially got married afterwards.
Yeah.
But then I thought it was quite, I enjoyed that, you know, sharing their love and that feeling.
You did a good speech. Like you had a pre-talk with the couple where you're like, well, how did you meet? Where did you find love? And then you sprinkled in a little bit of your life experience, I would say, and talked about, you know, the travels of a relationship. Sometimes there's rough paths and sometimes it's not easy, but it's in the good times and the bad times you're gonna stay together.
Exactly.
Love is
so anyone listening who wants to get married by me, now I can officially
have the certificate.
Yeah, I have it now.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So and how much do you charge? Is it
I don't know. It we'll take it case by case.
Okay. Yeah. And then you can I mean, maybe that's something on the vineyard.
Yeah.
You know, you have a... Because it's a great place for a wedding.
It is. It is a beautiful spot for a wedding.
How many people maximum? I heard Tiffany's cycling team is coming soon, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's probably the max.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a lot, but, you know, there's other...
14 people, 16 people?
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
And then you can have a party in the middle.
Yeah. Big lawn, nice views.
That kind of works.
It does work.
Where are we right now, my friend?
We are now still in Australia.
Yeah.
We're in South Australia on Kangaroo Island.
Why is it called Kangaroo Island?
Because there's lots of kangaroos. How many you have seen?
Well, to be... So I'm not 100% sure, but I've had this... I'm not... Like, this is maybe not true what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a journalist. I don't have real background. But like, we entered the island of kangaroo and we saw 14.5 kangaroos dead on the side of the road because so many kangaroos are getting hit by a car.
Yeah, mostly and trucks and stuff. Yeah.
And none... I've not seen a living one for the first 24 hours on Kangaroo Island.
I have seen on my bike ride.
Oh, okay. You were cycling.
So they okay. do exist.
Okay. So it's not like somebody just places them. And I had the thought because like imagine that if there's no kangaroos on Kangaroo Island, then you have a problem. Like the South Australia Tourism Board, they need kangaroos on Kangaroo Island.
Mm.
But there are kangaroos on Island.
There are. Yeah, okay. I can definitely confirm. Yeah.
And you like that island. You were the one. You said, like, we need to go here the moment yeah. you're here.
But it's epic, right?
It's insane. But it's like a... So you've been here before?
I've been here twice now, yeah, on this island. We keep coming back. We love it. It's nice, you know, to disconnect. It's really pure nature. Not many people around.
It's in the middle of nowhere, I would say.
Yeah.
But it's a high-end, incredible, nice hotel, newly built because it burnt down, right?
In the fires during COVID, yeah.
Okay. And you got a great room. We got a great room, too.
But mine is greater.
Yeah, yours is a little bit greater. But that's okay.
Sorry.
No, that's totally
fine. They actually had only two rooms available. One was bigger one.
You keep telling that. There's one feature you really love about this place, right?
Yes. Everything is free. But like, obviously, you pay.
So it's an all-inclusive resort, sort of.
Like,
have you ever been there?
Everything you can imagine. You know, the wine cellar they have here,
yeah,
it's next level. And I'm a big wine guy. So, you know, it's... I couldn't believe first time we came here, they told me, hey, by the way, everything in this this wine room, it's included.
Okay. But like, how does that make sense on a... Because it's a proper wine cellar with, yeah, like... 400 bottles, 500 bottles of wine. And like, do you think a lot of Finnish people show up over here? Because like Finns can properly drink.
Yeah. You know, first time we stayed here, I tried to offset the cost of night in wine, but I failed.
You failed. Okay.
And they said nobody has been able to do it. So,
okay. Yeah. So there is probably heavier drinkers and less heavier drinkers. But it's also like the bar is for free. Like,
yeah,
there's long drinks, there's margaritas, and there's non-alcoholic drinks. There's everything is flat rate for free.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Because you told me 417 times now, this is for free. Paul, look at here, the nuts, they're for free.
Yeah.
Look over here, there's water for free.
Yeah.
Why does this excite you so much?
I don't know. It's a thing. Maybe it's in, I don't know, how I grew up. You know, if something is for free, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not for free. In the end, you're paying for it. But, you know, when the payment has been done a long time ago, you kind of forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come here and it's like overwhelming.
Heaven.
Yeah, heaven.
It is heaven. And we are getting, like, we are winding down and it has one of the best saunas I've ever been to.
Very good sauna. Very, very good sauna. Nice pool. But you're a big sauna guy, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Probably of my parents. I don't know. Like, one difference, I mean, every Finnish guy is a huge sauna guy.
Yeah, we grew up with saunas. Yeah.
In Germany, I'm not sure, but we are also a sauna. I think we like to naked sauna. That's why a lot of Germans really like sauna.
That's why they like it.
Yeah. We like to get naked.
Mixed.
Germans. Yeah. Full on.
Yeah.
Like, and I've had a lot of... You know, like, I live now in the States, and wherever I go, if there's a dry sauna, I go naked, and Americans don't. And it's a bit like it's you feel very stupid if you go naked. You're the only naked guy in there, and then I try to cover up and go out very fast because like I felt bad doing that. But in Germany, you go naked into the sauna. I grew up; we had a sauna in our cellar, and especially when I was a DJ, you know that I told you at the age of 18 in Schwimmbad Musikclub Heidelberg. So that's not existing anymore, but it was. You have to learn one German word every episode. So Schwimmbad is the one you're learning here.
Schwimmbad.
Schwimmbad.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Schwimmbad.
Schwimmbad.
Swimsuit.
It's not far off, but it's not a swimsuit. Keep asking.
Is it a bathrobe?
No. It's way bigger than that.
Swimming pool.
Yes, correct. Mm. But a public one even.
Swimbad.
Schwimmbad.
Well, makes sense.
Not swimbad, schwimm.
Schwimm.
Schwimmbad. What is it in Finnish?
Uimaallas.
Uimaallas?
Yeah.
Uimaallas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uimaallas musical club. What's music?
Musiikki.
And club? Like a disco?
Klubi.
Klubi. Uimaalla musiikki klubi?
Yeah.
That's a Schwimmbad Musikclub.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned something. Yeah. Okay. And I DJed in there. And we pre-gamed in the sauna always. I'm not sure if... Do Finnish people drink and sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Like it's there's one like beer, one sauna thing.
Yeah. It's it's normal in sauna. Normally, just beers. Yeah.
And I did the same, if I'm totally honest.
Yeah.
And I did a fair amount of... Like you start in the evening very fresh before I DJed.
Mm.
We always met at my place and we had a couple of beers, a couple of rounds of sauna. So you dehydrate and hydrate and with a little, you get a little bit of a buzz. And so I kept doing it. And we had one place which you would have loved. My parents, my grandfather lived, he once went out drinking. And on a place he fell asleep in the middle of the woods basically, and then the next morning the owner of it, like a person who was running cows, who was a farmer, came there and said like, what are you doing here? And he said like, I love this place, I fell asleep, I was a bit drunk yesterday. And then he said, yeah, it's too steep, so you can buy it. And like it was super cheap, so he bought it off that. And they built an illegal, and Germany is a lot about laws, you know, like it's not land of the free, so we bought like a small little hut inside it, so it was hidden so the police doesn't see it and stuff, in the mountain, and inside that mountain there was no electricity, it was just like gas powered and solar powered and no signal obviously, and there was a wood fired sauna, and that was
beautiful.
The single best thing I've, and I spent every Christmas and New Year's, like, and even at the age of 17 to 25 or something, I went there and spent a couple of days alone, because like in between like end of the year, beginning of the year, I really, you know how loud my life is with children and everything else, so I try to go somewhere for 24 48 hours by myself alone, which I did also last week. Last week I wrote down a couple of goals for next year. I don't know, do you do that? Like, do you have personal goals for a new year? Because I need to visually work, probably my HDAS or HDS or like whatever, like I bring stickers and I need a big window. This window would be perfect for it. So I write down a couple of goals, and then when I see them on post-its and on written with dry erase on windows, it helps me, and then I sum it up digitally, and then I have it and I have my goals written down, so like I know what I want to achieve in 2026.
That's cool. I'm a guy who's very driven by goals. Like I always need goals and targets, and that's how I get there. But I've never done that visually or physically writing something down. It's just in my head, you know. So, but yeah, I found that for me the way to get most out of myself is setting a goal. You know.
So should we could do some together, because like there's a couple. So my probably hardest goal is I wanna get rid of the first and last hour of my phone after I wake up and before I go to bed, like before I fall asleep. I want to read and not be on the phone, because I'm too much on the phone. It's my job too, but like I don't think the world stops turning if I'm not on the phone the first and last hour of the day. You're correct. Way better in that. Like, you are not as much as I am on the phone. Like, the moment stuff happens, I'm like constantly trying to organize stuff. And so that's my one and only biggest goal. So you don't need to share, but there's one you could share. So how's your reading? How much do you read?
Terrible. I don't really read at all.
Do you want to change that with me? Because I'm gonna read one book every single month.
Okay.
Germanness. And I have like a friend of ours is probably the one and only most clever guy I know, I would say. Like, yeah. on a educational level. Speaks 7 languages, reads probably a million books, has read a million books. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I know. But
starts with B.
Yeah.
The Lord, Bradley Lord.
Yeah, correct.
So he selects my 12 books.
Okay.
So he tells me each month which book I need to read. And he knows that I'm not the biggest reader. So it could be kind of cool to...
So we can do it. Once you read it, you hand it to me.
And we do the same. Then I order two of them and then we can both read it. Okay, pinky promise. What's next? A book a month.
Let's try do 3-month trial first.
3 month
trial. Yeah, and then we review.
Okay, the then situation. We do reviews.
big reading guy, big book guy.
No, you're a bookworm all of a sudden.
Yeah, jumping back to traveling. Yeah. When I said about my traveling, but you did some epic traveling as well.
That's my parents.
But you hit one goal this year, right?
Yeah,
the last year.
The stupidity of 100 countries. So the way my parents, my dad was a doctor. He died when I was 20, but he was a big influence on our family. My mother was a lawyer, is now a mediator, so she likes to solve. It's do you know what mediation is? Like, it's solving a conflict at the end. A lot of divorces go through mediation. Yeah. So you have a goal, or you still want to be talkative and keep the kids around, and so that's what my mother does. But so they made a fair amount of money, but they spent every single dime on traveling. So I visited all continents, I think at the age of 20 or something. So they took us all around, and we never went to the same place. So at one point, especially in my 30s, when I was working as a photographer and with Materia, who you met, like, we really like to travel and go different places and see different cultures and meet different people, mainly because, like, you know how social I am, how I'm starting to go wherever and
very social.
Meet new friends.
I'm very curious guy about other people's lives.
That's true.
Wonder what does he do for a living? What's his story? That's always in your brain.
I'm gonna find out what that guy we met today is gonna do. Normally, the good news is normally I find out within an hour because I just sit down with them and ask them, and people like to tell me.
So you're one of those guys that probably knows the most stories of other people. Like, it's interesting.
I can I learned a lot.
Yeah,
and through traveling, we kind of created this rule of country points. Country points means we visit a country, not an airport. So you have to stay overnight. You have to drink one local beer at the bar of the hotel. Can be non-alcoholic or alcoholic. Then you get a point. There's a couple of special points, obviously, like the German Democratic Republic not existing anymore, so like you're gonna be behind, but basically it's roughly 200 points that are available in the world.
Okay,
because it's 196 countries, I think, and there's a couple of old ones, Yugoslavia or something. Yeah. They don't exist anymore the way they used to. So and I was this year in 2025 at 99 points, and I was at that thing, I think point number 99 was with you in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
So where What's Next was created.
It was.
Where we started the whole What's Next.
Kind of by accident.
Movement.
Yeah.
Hey, what's next? Oh, what's next? What's next? Let's see what's next. And then I saved my country point 100 for some sort of a special. Like I thought, what's there to do? What's the most special country you can visit? And me personally, I don't believe in God. I'm not religious at all. Like I don't have a religion. Even my parents decided not to Christian us or something. But there's insane stories, and we have a podcast now. I can tell you about my fake bar mitzvah one day and stuff like that. But in the future, the reality was that I decided that I wanted to do the Vatican, which there's one hotel on Vatican ground. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to get, and I did get it for one night this summer, and I went there in September, I think. So I'm a proud Club 100 country points person, and I even did a marathon on Vatican soil.
I saw that on Strava. I was like, what's happening there?
Like very, very stupid, because like you can only, I tried to convince the people, the Swiss guard, there's like armed people who protect the Vatican, and they speak German. I don't really know why, but and one of them, you know, I have a German podcast too, and they listened to my German podcast, and they kind of told me, they recognized me, and I said, "Oh, sick! Can you maybe ask the Pope if he wants to run with me? He's a very sporty guy, I heard." And and said like, "Hey, can he maybe join me? I want to run in the Vatican." He was like, "Absolutely not! The moment you enter the Vatican, like I was on Vatican ground, but the moment you start running there, they're going to take you out immediately. But the only place on that, on the Marcus Square in front of it, there's sometimes it's shut down because something is happening, which is probably 90% of the time. But in the mornings and in between, you can there run in circles. So I ran, I think, 84 circles. No, it was 184 circles. So like I went a little bit mental, but I did a Vatican marathon to celebrate my 100 country point. And I do agree that like we have to write down, there's an app, Bean is what it's called.
Okay.
We need to find out how many countries you have.
I've never calculated, so I'm actually curious as well.
And I did that with Nico Rosberg.
Okay.
And it was pretty impressive how not many he had, because obviously when you're traveling all year, but you only visit the same countries.
Yeah.
It's always the same races, which makes it harder to find time and effort to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. With me and Tiff, we try always new places. And when there's a chance between the races, we definitely take the chance, because we want to see the world.
Perfect. So we want to keep this at half an hour each episode.
Yeah. Well, so we have 1 minute.
Okay. Left or over?
1 minute left.
Okay. We need to be on time. Because like we want to do this every week, right?
Yeah. Every week in 2026. What's next podcast?
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise. We gotta go, actually. We've got somewhere to be.
What are we doing?
We gotta get a Kangaroo Island point in the hotel lobby.
Okay. And we meet, and is it alone or are there people too?
No, it's just you and me.
Okay.
Because it's free. There's free beer in the fridge.
Oh,
we gotta go, Paul.
Let's go.
Let's go.
See you next year.
See you next year.
Hear you next week.
Yep.
Not next year, next week. Okay.
Anyway. See
What's
you.
What's next?
Hear you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.